And right in the middle of that song, Brother Rick, about half of those preachers were right up in our faces shouting. And when you can't hear, you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And Miss Sharon lost her voice. They told her she didn't quit singing. She was not going to even have a speaking voice. So she left us in 93. But we love her so very, very much. And we appreciate her. And glad to have her tonight. And young lady who was with us here last year, Deb said, Ernie, you need to clarify that. You keep telling people we lost her. Well, we didn't lose her. She quit. Everybody thinks she died when I say we lost her. But she quit us last August, and we're still looking for that other person. But the Lord is so good to us. And Brother Steve, thank you so much for letting us come. And you pray that the Lord would just continue to bless and to use us the way that he needs to. And I want to tell us real quick, and we'll sing. My mama, back when I was a Vietnam era vet, and that was a bad, bad thing. My mama worked in a shirt factory, and everybody was talking about how horrible that was. And finally, my mama had said, had taken all to that, Brother Steve, she could handle. And she said, well, I don't know if it's good or if it's bad, Brother Chuck, but she said, I've got a son there, and I don't want to hear any more. And I'm glad that somebody prayed me out of harm's way, aren't you?
Walking alone so unaware that one step ahead was Satan's snare. His plan was to hush my praise and bring me down in defeat. Satan's big scheme just might have worked, but there was one thing he overlooked. Some little saint had listened to God and got on their knees. And somebody told